Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I've talked a lot this offseason about the Chicago Bulls and the expiring contracts they have. I've also talked about how the Chicago Bulls are going to have a battle over the 9th and 10th spot in the rotation, leaving some either young players or Patrick Williams completely out of that rotation. The question I want to ask today is, will the Bulls be able to find value in the players that fall out of the rotation for the Chicago Bulls this season? We'll talk a little bit about that and why the Bulls coming off their initial $20 million ask could mean that a deal is sooner to get done here around Chicago. We'll look at that plus Billy Donovan and dive a little bit into the mailbag. All that and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go ahead and get into this content for today, y'all. I want to start off talking about this one, finding value in the players that fall out of your rotation. Now, that may sound like a bit of an oxymoron, but I I'm not talking about tremendous value either. I'm talking about finding value. One of the things that AK and his lack of valuing second round picks has done is that it's really left the Chicago Bulls to lose out on players that they could have gotten something back for. And that's one of the things that I do hope in this new phase of the Chicago Bulls, that AK realizes that if a player is not part of your future, if a player is not going to be part of your rotation, it's okay to find value in that player, even if that value is a second round pick. Look at the number of deals that we've seen over the course of the NBA to where additional second round picks can help get something done. And that's something that the Bulls have just not done consistently at really under AK's whole entire time. Or now we found value in the second round. I would assume himself was value in being in the second round, right? When you look at we didn't have a first round pick though. When you look at Julian Phillips, moving two second round picks to move into a draft, you didn't have a second round pick and get Julian Phillips showed that he was a player that you had targeted and you wanted to do. But then you look at this year, trading back in the second round for cash considerations, and then a player that could have been your center of the future. Multiple of those guys was on the board right there where you picked at. Rocco Zakarski was there. Now, the Bulls didn't end up getting Lachlan Ahlberg, and we'll see what Lachlan can end up turning into. I will say that I've come around more to him after seeing him in summer league, looking at what he's done in other places, and realize that he is a player that could turn into maybe a rotational player, right? But you know, you had a shot and an opportunity to do something more. The Lakers then took the pick that they bought from you. They attached more money into it, and then they moved into the second round. It's the second pick in the second round? Like, it's those type of things that AK is not yet seen. Now, let me bring all this together. Undoubtedly, I think is the right way to say that, is that the Bulls, with having $67 million in expiring contracts this year, and that's not counting the players that we may want to see stay here in Coby White and Ayo Dosunmu, having that many, that much money in expiring deals should help the Bulls get something done, whether it's playing the third team in a trade, whether it's moving those guys at the trade deadline on to teams that need them for a playoff push, whatever it is. And I have come to the conclusion that I do think that it's still most likely than not, based off what AK has done, is that guys on expiring deals like Zach Collins, like Kevin Herter, like Nikola Vucevic, right? Those type of guys, even a Dalen Terry, that these guys may end up just being on the Chicago Bulls roster to end the season. Now, I would love if AK knows that those guys are not part of the future plans, for AK to find some value for those guys in the draft. But there's another segment of players here in Chicago that the Bulls could and should be trying to find some type of value in. I've talked about this a lot. Patrick Williams, Julian Phillips, Dalen Terry, Jalen Smith. These are all guys fighting over the last rotational spot for the Chicago Bulls, and that's if Billy Donovan goes consistently to a 10-man rotation. The 9-man rotation we've talked about is primarily set, right? You have your starting five. For the nature of this conversation, I'm going to say Kevin Huerter stays in the starting five just because he was in the starting five at the end of last year. I'm just saying that. I don't necessarily think he will start, but for the nature of just simplifying this conversation, let's say the starting five stays the same. You then have Ayo Dosunmu, who is definitely going to play. Trey Jones is definitely going to play. No doubt about that. Zach Collins is probably going to play there as your backup center because Billy Donovan favored him over Jalen Smith last year. So we're going to say that, right? That's right there. That your rotation's deep. And then you have Isaac Okoro, who you just traded for and likely think is going to be in the rotation because you just traded for him. That's your 9 guys right there in the rotation. That leaves P. Will, Julian Phillips, Dalen Terry, Jalen Smith, 4 guys battling over a 10th spot in the rotation, and Javon Carter completely out of the rotation because he's Javon Carter, okay? And so you have that part of it as well. So now the question then becomes of, as the season goes on, if these guys are not showing enough to be in the rotation, to crack the rotation, can you find value in those guys by moving them? I think the guy out of that group that probably has the best value is Jalen Smith. I do think teams could look at Jalen Smith. I'm not saying that anybody has amazing value, but I do think teams that need a backup productive big, and you look at how much he's been able to produce per minute over the course of his NBA career, he's a solid per minute producer. And so I do think that there could be some value there. And while I get it, you want to maintain depth, I do think that if you get to the trade deadline, which at that point is more close to 2/3 of the way through the season than halfway through the season, it could lend yourself to trying to move on from him to try to find some value there. Dalen Terry, restricted free agent at the end of the season. Julian Phillips, he's still early in, only his 3rd year in his career. I would like to see him stay around. And P. Will. Now, Patrick Williams is kind of more difficult to move with the money that he has left, but at this point, like, you got to keep in mind about 90% of the contract is going to be paid for this year through the trade deadline, which then leaves 3 more years on Patrick Williams' deal. Could still be fairly hard to move. You still have to maybe attach the Portland pick if you want to do that, or again, multiple second round picks if you find the value in that. So can Billy Donovan actually, I'm not Billy Donovan, can AK actually find value in guys that end up falling out the rotation if the Bulls know that they're not going to keep them? And I think the best candidate for that is Jalen Smith, maybe Dalen, and maybe P. Will. Julian, I do think could have some value, but I kind of want to see Julian Phillips stay here. I know people aren't necessarily as high on Julian, but I still think there's still something left to develop there that we have not fully tapped into yet personally. But again, And that is, even if it does come down to stacking assets, regardless of what those assets are, if you're going to lose those guys for nothing, I think it's better than to get something out of them. And that's the thing that AK has failed at more times than not, is getting something rather than losing it for nothing. You look at the Andre Drummond trade, got offered 2 second-round picks by Philly at the trade deadline, and we ended up letting him walk a few months later for nothing to Philly, right? And so you look at those type of things. And again, that's asking for a total mindset switch from AK that we haven't seen. So, maybe I'm asking for something that's just never going to happen. I think you look at the Bulls in a similar situation like Torrey Craig last year, right? Is that Torrey Craig, as a veteran, now all these players that we just mentioned are considerably younger than Torrey Craig. But Torrey Craig was a player that, as a veteran, you probably could have got his second back for. But the Bulls end up, buying him out? He ended up going, and just signing with another team. Now, he didn't have an amazing thing at all, but, you could have gotten something for that. And I think that's where the Bulls have to be at. Now that you have younger pieces that could be out of the rotation, you have to keep your head on the swivel and see if there are any deals out there. Now, if there are no deals out there, there are no deals out there. And I still think, even then, you have to blame the Bulls for no value being there in those players. Again, it is what it is there. But that's just something to look out for this season, and something to see if there is a mindset switch from AK in that area to just find that value out of those guys. And we'll see if he can do it. Hell, there's some doubt if he's going to find value out of the expiring contract guys like a Kevin Huerter and Zach Collins that we know can help a team. So, maybe I'm asking for too much. I guess we shall see. Moving on from that, we did hear over the last couple of days that the Bulls have upped their offer on Josh Giddey. We know that they've offered reportedly, 4 years, $88 million for Josh Giddey, $8 million more than what they initially offered Josh Giddey. And I do think that this is a sign that the Bulls are now open more to actual negotiation, meaning that, all right, this does show that, you know, them coming off their initial offer, whereas they stood firm in that offer, that maybe they can get a little bit more. I still maintain, and this is just my personal thought process, that if the Bulls and Josh Giddey can find their way to $24 million AAV, which then would get it to 4 years, $96 million. If you can get to that spot, I think that that's exactly where you want Josh. That's something Josh Giddey and his camp would agree to. They may want a player option in the fourth year, and I think that's okay too, right? But I think that's money that can get the deal done. And it seems like people are starting to agree with this as well. Bobby Marks has come out and said that the Bulls may be more willing to up their offer further because they don't want to lose Josh Giddey. It's still being presented as the $88 million being the final offer. Most people are using that terminology with this last offer by the Chicago Bulls. But I do think that as now we've seen Cam Thomas take the QO, if Jonathan Kuminga also takes the QO, which is another thing that's been rumored, that he could take the QO when it comes down to it, that's another thing that could happen there as well, that then the Bulls could be even more motivated to find that deal with Josh Giddey. We still just got to see, right? Now, we know that the salary cap is now coming in at $1 million more than initially expected. I don't know if that really helps this at all. I don't think it does. The Bulls are going to stay below the luxury tax anyway, so you have to look at that one. But this now, I do think it gets you closer to an actual deal getting done. And I know, my Josh Giddey fans are still going to be pissed off that the Bulls are lowballing their guy and all that type of thing. And you're not wrong for feeling that way. You have the rights to your feelings, right? But I think when you look at the business aspect of this, regardless of it, and for people, I still maintain for people like, oh, he's just going to take the qualifying offer. If he was going to take the qualifying offer, I think it would have already been done. My personal opinion. I think that shows that there is at least a desire to get this long-term deal worked out. Now, that still doesn't mean that the qualifying offer is off the table. I mean, I said it in yesterday's episode. I believe that all it takes is for one time of Josh Giddey waking up, talking to his agent, and being like, fuck the Bulls, we up out of here. Let's get this qualifying offer done. We'll negotiate with whatever's in free agency next year. I think that's still absolutely a possibility here. And Josh Giddey holds the cards to having that if he wants to take that qualifying offer. But we'll see what happens there. I still personally think this gets done in the next week. I said by Monday. I don't know if that's going to be hit on by then, but I do think that this deal gets done sooner rather than later. This weekend may be, the focus may be Billy Donovan and the Hall of Fame enshrinement, all that type of stuff. But I think overall, like, this deal is like the resolution. Let me say that. The resolution to this is coming sooner rather than later. And I would not be surprised if we're talking about within a week, maybe two, if it's the qualifying offer, we get a resolution to this situation. And then we know what Josh Giddey's going to be playing on. And then we start planning on the future, focus on training camp, and let the chips fall where they may at that point. So, I like to think that this means that this thing is going to be a little bit more open to deal possibly happening, a long-term deal, I mean, by deal happening. And we just got to see how that's going to shake out, man. The Bulls have cap space. They're still going to have meaningful cap space next season regardless. But as I've said on multiple platforms, I've said it on Locked On Bulls, I've said it on Locked On NBA, is that that also means that the Bulls could use that as a chip in their cap as well to say, listen, if Josh Giddey does take the qualifying offer, we got the most cap space in the league next year. If we need to completely change directions, on our backcourt, it's going to be Kobe and Io at that point rather than Josh Giddey and Kobe, we can make the necessary moves we feel to make that still a valuable future. Like, they could do that, right? I'm not saying that that's optimal, but I'm saying that when you have tremendous cap space like the Bulls do in flexibility, that flexibility means that you have that flexibility to completely reshape your roster if you want to. And I don't know if AK is going to want to do that after a semi-rebuild of the direction just a couple of years ago, but we shall see how that's going to work out for the Bulls. Let me know what you guys think on that down below. Let's move into the last topic today before we get into the mailbag. Billy Donovan has his Hall of Fame induction this offseason, and that Bulls players have come in to help celebrate this with Billy Donovan. It's going to be done in Springfield, Massachusetts this weekend. Kobe White, Io DeSumo, Patrick Williams, Montez Buzelis, and Dalen Terry have all been expected now to show up. Billy Donovan's talked about it. He said this: the organization has been great. I really, really appreciate Jerry and Michael and all their support. Same to be said about Arturis and Mark Eversley, just their support. It's been an unbelievable organization to work in. I'm grateful that the players coming in probably their last time last weekend before we start to all get back to Chicago to get ready for training camp, that they would take time to come here and support me. And I think that this shouldn't be a surprise. You know, my boy Winton, and I always like to bring up Winton because he's the ultimate Bulls pessimist who constantly brings up, oh, well, are players going to want to stay here with Billy Donovan? Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that I necessarily agree with it, but I think when you see in the proof of what's been shown here is that the players support Billy Donovan. The players like Billy Donovan. Now, you know, we got a voicemail on Billy Donovan, and I'll get into that a little bit later, but there is something to be said. I think that's part of the reason why Billy Donovan did get extended here is the relationship that he has with Michael and Jerry, the relationship he has with Arturis and Mark, the relationship he has with the players. You know, that still may lead in itself that when you're ready to raise your ceiling, you have to get a different coach. But the relationship that Billy Donovan has here with these players outside of the tisk with Zach LaVine has been pretty consistent from Vooch, from just about everybody who's come in here. You know, Pat Bev still is, you know, on his podcast has talked glowingly about Billy Donovan. I think that, you know, the players here support Billy. And I don't know what that's going to mean in the future or how things shake out, but they do. And, you know, it's good to show up for Billy Donovan. Billy Donovan deserves to be going into the Hall of Fame for what he did in college. We can talk about the success rate at the NBA all day long, and there's a legitimate conversation to be had there. But what he did in college, it's the Basketball Hall of Fame. It's not the NBA Hall of Fame. It alone gets him into the Hall of Fame, and he has the right to get into that with that. So with that said, let's go ahead. Let's stop things there. We're going to go ahead, and we're going to get into the mailbag for today. We've got three voicemails we're going to get into. This first one's from the 470.
Hey, I almost had you, hey, but I was just jotting little notes down, little thoughts that come to my head while I be at work. So I got this long.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
It's the bull stuff that's up in my notes, and I was just trying to hurry up and go through that before the voicemail ended. But the last thing that was on my list was, go back. I said, what do you think about the retiring of D-Rose's number? But I was basically saying, yeah, he deserves it because I feel like he even trademarked the number. But what you think about it? And I wanted to bring up, I think the fight for the rotation spot. Just the Bulls attempting to create a winning culture, even though Lonzo was a much-needed vet that we probably could have used. But I think Billy was extended for bringing his pedigree to the team, you know, because, you know, there's not too many people that be in winning situations and then you can noticeably tell what they brought to your team. And I think that's what we noticeably saying. Like, we have something to say about Montez not being able to play in his first year off the back. But that's just the type of that's just the type of culture that he bringing. Like, you got to work for everything. But I don't know if he had it or not, but I see it starting to be really built right now under Billy Donovan. So I salute him with that. We think about starting small for it, and I think we should start Ayo or Okoro. I think we should start Ayo and end with Okoro if we're going to be playing games like that. But I would prefer to see Ayo in his natural position because he didn't work to get in the rotation. So, I don't know. If anything goes bad with getting, maybe OB be the point guard. I don't know. But I just wanted to see about what you thought about ESPN ranked in the Bulls number 11th in the East. Because I don't know. I'm looking at the list. They got a lot of scrubs in the East. I see why they say that now. Because I personally think the only people on top is the Cavs. Personally, I think we could take the Knicks. I don't know. Maybe it's me. But the Magic, Knicks, Hawks, Pistons, I think we in that same tier. Maybe I'm crazy. But the only people that just seem over the top is the Cavs. I don't know. I just don't see Cat as a dog that we need to worry about. Maybe it's me. I don't know. We got Booch. What you know, man?
Derrick Rose getting his jersey retired. Here's the thing, bro. There's going to be no argument for me. Anybody who says that Derrick Rose should not have their jersey retired, I'm not even listening to that. Because what he did for this franchise, no matter how short it was or not, is jersey retirement worthy. What he means to the city is jersey retirement worthy. Derrick Rose deserves to have his jersey hung up there. Yeah, things didn't go. We didn't win a title with Derrick Rose. But what he meant to this city, he deserves to have his jersey up there. And that's just my personal opinion. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but that's forever going to be my opinion on it. As far as Billy Donovan and him getting extended, it does come down to the relationship with the players in the front office. I do think eventually that if the Bulls get to the roster at a certain point, they may have to realize that Billy Donovan isn't the guy to be able to get them into being a title contender. And, you know, that let's cross that bridge when we get to it. But I do think that that he is a floor raiser and that, you know, Billy Donovan and the relationship that he has with the players here is legitimate. And you can see that with the way that the players react to him, right? Now, as far as your thing with the starting small forward battle, I love that you brought in closer. Now, you said that you see Okoro closing over Ayo. I don't know if I agree with that. I kind of see more of Ayo being the closer there, but I mean, if that's Okoro, it's great. Like, I just want this team to find their closing lineup, whatever that ends up being. If it ends up being that Okoro is better for closing, whoever it is, find your lineup that you trust to close games out and that brings that consistently, and we'll see that. As far as natural positions, honestly, bro, I think outside of a few players in the NBA, the era of natural positions is gone and dead. You know, I think that it's now what you can play and what you can defend. I think that's a big part of it. And I think that players like Ayo are going to be players that transcend natural positions. And it's just going to be about go out there and guard the guy. Can you go out there and guard the guy? The offense will come to you. And I think that that's going to be the thing. I think that when we have these conversations about natural positions, I don't think coaches are viewing it that way anymore. And that's just kind of the way that the NBA is going. It's going to eventually change back. We've seen the ebbs and flows, but I think like positionless basketball is a thing. And us having these conversations on true positions or natural positions are probably mute for the most part now. That's just my personal opinion. But all right, let's get into the next one, man. This one's from Reginald.
Hey, this is Reginald calling in. I agree with you on the fact that there's no point anymore in doing the what if, especially when it comes to the draft. What if the Bulls took Halliburton or Bissell over Patrick Williams? What's done is done. And they just have to move on with it. My thing is, the question really becomes, what do the Bulls do moving forward? And how do the Bulls learn from their mistakes of the past that we can trust them to move forward? I think one of AK's worst features is seeing the weaknesses of his team and choosing to, like, let them try to fight through it instead of making a move to make improvement, even when he has an off-season to do it or even when he has offers to do it. Like, he doesn't think he's getting enough from it, which what the rumors are true is one of the reasons why other GMs don't want to do business in Chicago. For instance, when Patrick Williams was continually getting benched for guys like DJJ and Javonte Green, at that point, it should have clicked to him that, okay, I need to get a power forward. If not before this trade deadline, then definitely in the offseason. And he pretty much didn't make a move until drafting Modest, really. And that Moses was just one of the moves I heard. The same with the whole Lonzo Ball going down and not finding a suitable replacement for him. You know, when you look at the current team, right now, signing Josh Giddey to a long-term extension is a weakness. Not having a replacement for Bruce is another weakness. And whether or not they can find a number one score is also a weakness. Now, can he fit those problems? I don't know. Recent history tells me no. But, you know, hope for the best. But, you know, it's Chicago, so expect what you're going to get. But what's your opinion on whether or not you think the Bulls can make an in-season improvement on this team?
Yeah, I agree. The what-ifs, you know, are understandable. Like, fans are going to have things that they can say what-ifs about. It is what it is, right? But there are certain things that I call fan mindsets. And by that, I don't mean that to be derogatory, but I just mean that in the sense of fans, we have a level of thinking on things that a front office can't. For example, like you brought in, oh, you haven't found a replacement for Vooch. That sounds easy. It sounds effortless. And it is something that we eventually need to do, but it's not as easy as that, right? Like, it's not as easy as just walking in and being like, yeah, we need that Vooch replacement off aisle three. Let's get that down. So, you know, you saying that it's like a knock on them that they haven't found a small four or power four. They haven't found the replacement for Vooch. It's not easy to just go out and find those guys, right? It's not easy to do that. That's why when I say things, people are like, oh, well, Kobe's easy to replace. Don't pay him $30 million. And then when I went through the list of everybody that even scores near the place that Kobe is, look at what they're getting paid. And then when you add in the rebounding that Kobe White brings, those type of things, like when you add in all that, it's not as easy to replace guys as people think. And that's that fan mindset thing. That's just, as fans, we have a different level. We have a different level of view than what the front office can never view things as fans view things. That should be included a little bit into things, but they can never just have that. So, I think even when you look at, for example, like going out and finding a replacement for Vooch, you could probably find one if you're willing to give up a couple of first round picks. But then again, didn't we learn from that by doing that to get Vooch here? And is the team at a place to where you can afford to give up first round picks to go out and find a center? Like, I think the first round picks are more valuable at this point with where the state of the franchise is. So I think you have to look at it that way as well. It's not just as easy as what we let on as fans sometimes going out and replacing players. It's just not that easy sometimes. So, you know, we'll see. You know, I do think, like you said earlier in your voicemail, though, is that sitting out the multiple transactional periods that the Bulls did when they really didn't do much, that's a bigger fault than, oh, let's just, you haven't went out and found your replacement for Vooch. It's a little bit more difficult than that, Reginald. But that's just my thought process. You guys can let me know how you feel down below. Let's get into the last topic for today. This one is from Rec.
Hey, how you doing? This is Rec from Palos Hills. Just want to say I look forward to reading your articles every single day. Wouldn't miss one. And I have a suggestion. Now that I just read that the Bulls have offered Giddey 4 years at 88 mil, or 22 mil a year, and you favor adding some incentives to that, could you do a show about listing a bunch of different incentives and your opinion on the likelihood that he would accept or deny? I'd start the ball rolling by saying 4 years, 88 million, 75 games played in, and reaching the same statistics as he did in the second half of the season. You know, the first year, second year, third year, fourth year are all different in terms of these incentives. So even though he might not make it the first year, it's all going back to the base of his statistics for the second half of last season. So I think that would be really fair. And then the issue is how much of an incentive, $3 to $5 million for that particular year more. Also, I think another sweetener would be to give the fifth year the Bulls option, and that'll move some incentive for the Bulls to give him a little bit more money. Thanks for considering this. I look forward to the time that you discuss this later.
Bro, I haven't wrote an article in almost 3 months. I do need to get back to writing on my Substack, though. I haven't written an article in almost 3 months, though. So I don't know what you mean by reading my articles. I don't write a lot. I'm not the strongest writer. It's not where I'm most confident in. But as far as these shows, like, yeah, I'm gonna get it. Now, as far as basing, like, Josh Giddey's incentive off what he did in the second half of last season, I think we have to put that in perspective. The second half of last season, basically by what you mean is the post-All-Star break, he averaged 21 points, 10 rebounds, 9.3 assists, almost a triple-double with a steal and a half and almost a block per game. Those are near MVP caliber numbers. You're not going to base that. A player isn't even going to accept incentives based off that type of numbering. Again, 50% shooting from the field, 45% shooting from three. Those are MVP caliber numbers. Keeping that up is hard. I think you're going to more so see incentives like, oh, make an All-Star team or make an All-NBA team. Can you get on that, like that type of thing? Maybe you will see something like, oh, be top five in the league in assists, but you're not going to see it based off what he did in the second half of the season. That's just that would be crazy to do, because that type, and again, if Josh Giddey can go out and do it, great, right? I'm not saying that he can't, but nobody's going to base something off an MVP caliber run. Like, just nobody. If Josh Giddey did that for an entire season, we talked about 82 games where Josh Giddey averaged 21 points, almost 10 assists, 10 rebounds, a steal and a block per game on over 50% shooting from the league, he would at minimum be third in MVP voting, probably. Just at minimum with those total numbers. Maybe say fourth in MVP voting. You're not going to base incentives off that. So I think the more realistic incentives are going to be some team-based ones, right? Like, okay, if the team's over 500 in the games that you play, like something like that, it's going to be, can you make an All-Star team? Can you make an All-NBA team? Those type of things. Can you lead the league in assists? A number of games played, right? That's kind of what you see in incentives. You don't typically see, and again, incentives aren't season by season. Usually the incentives are you hit it, and then that kicks in for a season or two, right? So, you know, that's usually how incentives work. So just to add a little color to that. But that's my time for today, guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys are following us at Bull Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns. BullCentralPod@gmail.com. And lastly, if you want to leave a text message and or voicemail for the mailbag, which I want to hear from you guys. Josh Giddey conversation going on. We talked a lot about Noah Essengay and his role. I want to hear from some first-time voicemail callers. We haven't got a lot of first-timers over the offseason. We probably got about three or four first-time guys calling in over the offseason. If you've never left a voicemail for Chicago Bull Central, leave a voicemail. I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear from – we've gained, like, on the podcast side, like 8,000 subscribers on the podcast side and like a good five almost. You know, since the mid part of last season till now on the YouTube side, I want to hear from you guys. So the number to do that, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, but that is thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See red if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.